Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This morning we're looking in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 8, and in verse number 5. The Bible says, "And said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." We've been looking at that word nations this week in Scripture. Let me give you a little bit of the background. There has been basically a theocracy because the prophet Samuel has ruled pretty much over Israel. And as a result of that, the people, they have accused him of being old and his sons not being what he was. And so they rejected and they said, "Make us a king to judge us like all the nations." We want to be like everybody else. We want to be popular. We want to fit in. We want to be like everything else. And the Bible says that it displeased Samuel. And when they said that, and Samuel took it before the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel this. He said, "Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they have say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." And of course, then the Lord goes on to remind them. They're rejecting all the works that he had done since he had brought them up out of Egypt. And so he goes on to say, tell them, okay, hearken to them, but tell them what's ahead of them. And so Samuel told the words of the Lord unto the people, verse number 10 of 1 Samuel chapter number 8, that ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. Number one. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots. And then he said in verse 13, he'll take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyard and give them to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. And he will take the tenth of your sheep and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall be his servants. But this is what the Lord said. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Now, it's pretty amazing that the God of heaven tells the people, you know, you're making a bad choice. And here's going to be the consequences of your choice. Right now, you're a free people. But once a king is set up over you, you'll no longer be free, and what you have won't be yours. He'll take what's yours and give it to somebody else. And the Lord gives them some very, very intricate detail as to how this is going to happen and what's going to happen. And you would think that the people would say, oh, well, we didn't realize that. Sorry, we take it back. We absolutely do not want that. Yet the Bible says in verse number 19 of 1 Samuel chapter number 8, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. And the Bible says that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And the Bible says that Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. Hearken unto them, and make them a king. May I say, sometimes God gives us what we want, whether it's what's best for us or not. Sometimes the Lord hears our prayer request. Sometimes we need to pray that God does not answer our prayers. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be with our nation. Help us, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.